Now, a secondary school in England is banning pupils from speaking between lessons. If they do speak, they will face detention as part of a new silent corridor rule. These are students at Nine Styles in Birmingham. They will be expected to walk around their school in between classes in complete silence from the 5th of November. Now, when I started looking into this story, I then started hearing from other schools who have said, yeah, we do this too. What is this about suppressing kids from communicating? I posed that question on Five Live the weekend, and this whole barrage of people ringing in to support silence in school. I've been speaking to a head teacher in a North London school who's been doing this for several years. Her name is Catherine Birbal Singh. And I began by asking her how old the children were that she was insisting stayed silent.
So it's a secondary school, 11 upwards.
And they have to be totally silent moving between class.
That's right, but you know, you should come and visit because they are so happy. And in fact, often children will cite the silent corridors as the thing that they love most. And the reason is because it means there are no fights. There's no bullying. People don't realise that in corridors, there can be such disruption that this can delay lesson time for 10, 15 minutes, depending on the school, because children are running around, shoving each other's heads into walls. I mean, you can't imagine the kind of thing that happens in corridors. Teachers are then chasing up the terrible behaviour that takes place, and learning in the classroom suffers. As I say, our children absolutely love it, and it's not oppressive.
You don't know if your children absolutely love it, do you?
No, I do.
That's you presuming your children absolutely love it.
No, if you ask them, they will all tell you that. Some will say it's their favourite thing. Some will say, yeah, well, it's no big deal. I mean, it's just the way that it is, and people don't think about it.
You're hardly getting the kids ready for the real world. Rather than teaching them how to communicate, rather than encouraging them to be open and express themselves...
Well, I mean, you make it sound like corridor time is the only time to express yourself.
Well, life is about expressing yourself. Life is about wherever you go,
being able to politely
embrace whatever situation you're in and express yourself appropriately. But all of these kids walking around your school terrified of speaking, something that's natural to every human being.
Well, you just said the word terrified. You should come and see whether or not they are.
They're going to get detention, aren't they? There's a punishment for speaking.
Yeah, but the fact is, when it becomes normal, you're not handing out detentions. Everybody.
But it's not normal not to speak, is it? It's not normal to stay quiet and not communicate, Catherine.
Well, that isn't true, actually. Silence is a wonderful thing. And
is it?
Yes, it is, at times, at the right time. So at break time, I have never heard so much chatter about what they're learning in lessons ever before in my lifetime, in my career, and I've been doing this for over 20 years. They love it because they're able to get a full lesson. They're not losing 10 minutes, 15 minutes of learning. It is normal in teacher training to teach teachers to have a settling activity for when children come in, because they come in on such a high and they come in at such different times that there is so much disruption.
But this isn't in the classroom. This is not silence in the classroom. This is silence after the lesson is over.
And they're moving to another lesson. And so on their way to the other lesson, there is so much rooks behaviour that by the time they get to their next lesson, they're so high, it takes 10 minutes to settle them again. Now, our sixth form, for instance, is opening in September. And it's really exciting because those sixth formers will be able to be treated like adults, like the teachers, wandering around quietly, quickly to lessons, directing themselves and being in charge. That is what silence enables them to do. They actually become kinder and more moral human beings through this.
Do the teachers lead by example? Do they not speak to each other between lessons either?
But remember, because the lesson changeover is
so quick, what's the answer to that? Do you all stay silent between lessons?
Yes, and it takes about a minute and a half. So rather than wasting 10 minutes, 15 minutes of lesson learning time, we are quickly moving to our lessons so that everyone can learn as much as possible. And it reduces bullying. This is where the problems are in most schools. The bullying can be rife in the corridors. We don't have that because it lasts a minute and a half. And it's not like they never get to speak. when they're in their lessons, you will never see children more engaged. Hands up to the ceilings. They're desperate to give as many answers and have a huge class discussion at break time.
Well, you're loading this, aren't you? You're surely loading this. I very much doubt that all of your children are busting with their hands up to speak in lessons.
Come and see. I'm telling you, come and see.
Okay, all right.
You are very, very welcome.
Now, don't you think, let me put this to you, don't you think part of childhood, which when we get into adulthood, we treasure our childhood, we all recognise as adults that freedom, that joy, that boisterous nature of some of us in childhood is actually something to look back upon and celebrate.
Yeah, and absolutely. At break time and at lunchtime.
And you're wanting your children to walk around in between lessons like robots who have had the switch turned. Who have had the switch turned off. The volume is turned off so that they're now human beings not allowed to speak. What about children walking between lessons, talking about what they saw on telly last night, talking about to their friends about life, talking to their friends about their education, about sport, about what happened on Match of the Day. Is that not a lot more joyous than being prevented from speaking?
That is a fantasy. What actually happens is
that
there's tons of bullying, that there's shoving and pushing, loads of fights that break out, that the lessons cannot start until, like I say, standard practice and teacher training, that you have to have a settling activity that might last about 10 minutes because you're unable to start the real learning of the lesson until well into the lesson because of the disruption that happens from the corridor. Teachers' time is then spent chasing the various incidents that take place in the corridor. If you have silent corridors, you have a minute and a half where they move very quickly to their lessons. All the wonderful things that you've just spoken about can happen at break time and at lunchtime. Life is all about making choices about when to behave in certain ways.
So tell me
your habits in life become your character.
Tell me any
and your
other.
Becomes your destiny.
Tell me any situation that's akin to this where we treat adults like this.
What do you mean? There are all sorts of times where.
When are adults prevented from speaking?
All kinds of times.
When?
I don't know. You're at a wedding and the bride is walking down the aisle. You need to be quiet.
No, you don't. You're allowed to speak to someone quietly. You adapt to the situation. You're allowed to whisper to the person beside you in church.
There are many times in life where one ought to be quiet because one ought to learn the polite ways of being in life, and you make choices on how to behave and how loud to be at different times. And that's just part of life, and that's exactly what we're teaching our children. The chatter that you want has a place, but it has a place at break time and at lunchtime, and it means that the fights and the bullying disappears. How wonderful is it that parents should have the opportunity of that choice to choose a school with so few... I mean, we don't have any fights at all. Bullying is next to zero, you know, and that is because of what we've got happening in the corridors. And I would support any school that would want this. Now, not all schools will want it, and that's fine. Parents ought to have choice. And if parents want the choice of a school that has silent corridors, great. And if parents don't want that, then that's fine too. But why would we want to prevent parents from having that choice available to them?
And what's the punishment for a child who does speak?
Well, I mean, they would get a detention. But I have to say, that rarely happens at our school because it's so normalised and it's so accepted and embraced by everyone because everyone likes having it. You know, it is not oppressive. Children often cite it as one of the things they love most about the school because the corridors are safe places for them. One needs to know and understand just how dangerous corridors can be for children in schools nowadays.
I don't get
and
that. I'm trying to understand why corridors in a well-run school are being described in such a dangerous way by you.
I mean, many teachers will tell you this. And obviously, some places, that's not the case. If you have a very well-to-do intake of children, then it will be less of an issue, you know. So, obviously, schools in the inner city will suffer from this more and so on. I recognize that there are different types of intakes in schools, and I get that. But all the schools that have moved towards either silent corridors or far more silent corridors, they all report how much more kind their children are and how much easier it is for teachers, how teachers are not chasing so many incidents. The reduction of incidents and bullying that takes place in corridors, can only be a good thing. But I always respect the choice that parents have. And if parents don't want that for their children, then that's absolutely fine.
So kids presumably are not supposed to be talking in class. They're supposed to be listening and learning in class and talking to the teacher, not talking to each other, right?
Well, it depends. I mean, you might have paired work. In some schools, they'll do group work. Certainly, they'll have, all schools will do class discussions. But the point is that there's a time and a place for everything. And so children should pick and choose what they do according to whatever the school rules are.
If someone was walking along the corridor in your school and, said to the other pupil, "Did you see that goal on the football last night? Or what time is it?" Or laughed.
That just wouldn't happen.
Or laughed out loud. Would they get detention for laughing?
This just wouldn't happen. It never happens at our school because in a minute and a half, everybody is focused on moving as quickly as possible to the next lesson. And then that means they get a full lesson of learning. And especially in the inner city where you're trying to catch up children on their reading.
If someone while walking to the next class, if a child laughed out loud, would they get detention?
It doesn't happen. Yes, but it just doesn't happen.
They would get detention for laughing.
Well, because they wouldn't. It just doesn't happen. Because it is so.
Are you not concerned that your children, aged between 11 and 17, are you not concerned that none of them, with all of that joy that comes with childhood, are not laughing?
I would say that our children
are not expressing themselves.
Than children I've seen anywhere else. Our children are so happy because they're safe. Our children are happy because there is so little bullying. Our children are happy because they are learning so much in their lessons, and your self-esteem is boosted when you are successful
What stops a child from hitting another child but just doing it without speaking? I can't understand how the silence stops a child being bullied.
Okay, well, then you need to come and see it. Because what happens is that your entire, the expectations, what you can be and what you can do, it rises with that. You become a different type of person and you expect so much more of yourself because your focus then is about getting to your lesson and learning lots. And because you learn lots in your lessons, you enjoy learning and then you want to learn even more and your self-esteem builds because you're feeling more and more clever every day.
So, my goodness, there are lots of people on the phones here this morning going boogaloo about this today. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Let's bring in the teacher, Simon Waugh, the commentator, Emma Wolfe. Morning, Simon. Morning, Emma.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Do you support that teacher? Do you support kids being forced, Simon, to walk in silence between classes?
Oh, it's music to my ears.
Is it really?
Yes, Stephen, a big problem in schools. And you sitting in your studio, you're typical of someone who's never, ever been forced day in, day out to stand in front of groups of children when they've just come from another lesson. As they arrive, shouting, pushing, you often have somebody in a class of 25, 30. I'm not saying that this happens every day. But it was even in my own classroom, where, as you can imagine, the discipline was pretty strict. You often had a child who didn't turn up. And what had happened is, because they had to sit quietly for 35, 40 minutes in the previous lesson, they, if I just use the expression, like to let it all hang out in the shortest possible time between lessons. And that's the focus for bullying time. And you often had a case where one of the boys...
It's also the focus... For kids to be children, for kids to be kids.
Hey, look, they're kids.
You've got all of you tired old adults trying to keep kids silent rather than encouraging kids to laugh so hard between class that their bellies are splitting.
Can I just tell you that poor discipline links in with failure at school and unhappiness? High behavioural expectation links in with success and happiness. I'm telling you now, if a child is doing well in school, that child laughs and laughs and laughs. Well, as soon as their obligations are finished, if they're out, even during the lessons, you probably find more laughter during the lesson because, of course, it's being supervised. I'm telling you now.
You seriously want kids remaining silent, walking between class?
But is that you've just been listening?
That's the sign of a good, happy school, is it?
Why can't you listen to the professionals who know about this topic? You've just listened to what the head teacher just said. Was it a head teacher you were speaking to?
Yeah, because she wasn't very silent. You're not silent. We're not expecting adults to be silent. Yeah, but we're also talking about 15. This goes right up in big school. We're talking about saying to 15 and 16-year-olds, we can't trust you to be able to behave and speak at the same time, so you won't utter a word. And I said it last night, just the way machines, robots in an Amazon factory go so efficiently from A to B and don't clash into each other and don't cause any disruption, then we want our kids to be like that in a school as well, do we?
You're just being overdramatic. You're talking about sometimes 800-900 pupils changing lessons in narrow corridors. Children being what they are, they're like puppies. They'll want to play. They'll want to push. You've got stone stairways. The number of times people
let them play
downstairs.
Let them play. Let them laugh out loud. Let them talk.
In those conditions, it's irresponsible so to do.
Emma?
I'm just almost speechless. I can't even express. This is so, Stephen, you're absolutely right. This is so much more about the adults and what's easier for the teachers and what's convenient for the teachers than it is about children and child development. This, to me, is more about pupil management. You know, you need to sort out your behaviour management if you're struggling to
set
your classes down. Hold on. I've been to school.
You've been to school, yes, but are you a teacher? Do you know the circumstances?
Could I just... I listen to you. And could you listen to my opinion now? This is so much more about pupil behaviour and pupil management than it is about the children's development. And, you know, so much of school is about interacting with others. It's social development as well. It's chatting to people within, between lessons. It's developing friendships. It's developing relationships. It's dealing with possible bullying. It's dealing with all those sorts of things. The idea that, of course, silence has its place within lessons. Of course it does. And I support entirely the idea of silence in revision lessons and all of that that's also being mooted. But this is draconian. We are raising...
No, it's not.
Are you guys trying to raise a generation of Trappist monks? Is that the idea? It sounds utterly joyless. It sounds horribly strict.
And yet some of the teachers are saying that it instills discipline into the school and stops bullying.
Do you know what? I look back on my school days and I went to the top girls' school in the UK and we chatted between lessons and we chatted all the time and it was all about relationships and learning how to talk to other people, learning how to communicate, and that is part of school. It's not just about imparting information within lessons.
Okay, let's see what our callers think this morning. Here's June in Banbridge. Morning, June.
I can't believe what I'm hearing here. Ask that man, whenever he was a child, did he talk in the corridor?
I probably did, yes, but it was in those
days. You
probably
did it do you any harm?
But in those days, we didn't have this sort of ever-diminishing respect for authority as we have.
And did it do you any harm?
Pardon?
Are you worse off for it?
No, stop.
So it did you no harm, but you want to suppress other wee children. Like, I mean, I went to school. It did me no harm talking in the corridors. We respected our teachers. You know what I mean? But we still talked in the corridor. So don't try and put on to somebody else that you wouldn't have done yourself. That's the end of the conversation. You didn't do it. How do you expect anybody else? It's a lot of nonsense. Too much of this carry on going on.
Well, you've got quite a few schools. You've got quite a few schools now, June, doing this. What I would be intrigued to know, and maybe some parents can help me this morning, are there any schools in Northern Ireland doing this? We know that there are quite a few in England doing it. Are there any schools? Like, I'm
going to tell you something, Stephen. There must be like wee robots running around there, you know, like wee clock watches just woof, 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 woof.
Simon?
Along the corridors.
Yeah, and it's easier for
Simon?
Teachers. It's just easier
yes?
for teachers.
Go ahead.
Well, as a teacher, all I can say that at the very least, what you'll get is children arriving and settling down immediately to work. Whereas under the present system, where they run up and down, shout and scream, is often the case when they arrive at their next.
This isn't about now a ban, because there should be a ban. There should be a ban on kids in an unruly way screaming. But what they're doing in England is they're banning kids from talking at all.
And fully support it. I don't think it will do them any harm.
And you support giving detention to a child who laughs while walking from one class to the other. That's what that teacher said.
I don't suppose that would happen. But what it will
do... Well, she's a head teacher and said she would give a child detention. For laughing.
Well, it just depends on the context. It's very difficult to say. But I the main thrust of the argument, I'm fully supportive of. I promise you, as they used to say, speech is gold and silence is divine. There are times when it's good, when you're nurturing children, to show them that actually at times it's good.
Look, I've got a political debate show here called Top Table in Northern Ireland. And I'm actually trying to encourage kids to speak out louder, to have confidence about themselves, to realise that the energy that they have can actually really stop 30 and 40 and 50-year-olds in their tracks, because we don't have that energy anymore. And to be proud of their youth, to be proud of their vitality. Rory in West Belfast. Let me bring in Rory. Hold on. Morning, Rory.
Hi, Stephen. I think you just cut this, the head teacher. Let me hear it for a sec. I think that sometimes you aren't living in the real world, like, the way you sort of speak to some people or your guests. Like, obviously, this girl is a professional, and they've got the need to want to do this in the first place. There's been
There are loads of schools doing it now, Rory.
Well, I think it should be rolled out in the busy schools here.
Like, you think it should be rolled out that kids are not allowed to speak between class?
I honestly think it'll give them a bit more respect for the teachers.
How does it give children more respect? Not allowing them to say to their mate, "Oh, did you see that telly programme last night? Did you see the goal that Ronaldo scored? I fancy that girl in school. I fancy that boy in school." Talking about what they've just learned. All of that stuff that you talk about as a child, and that freedom that you have in childhood.
There's probably a hand factor, Stephen, at lunchtime when they're having their school dinner or whatever, or the break time. Like, in general, see kids, they're brats. They are.
They're what?
They're brats. Kids are like...
They're what?
Brats.
Brats?
Brats.
They're not. They're no more a brat than you are.
Of course. Did you go to school? Like, I've seen them all on the corridors in school. So that,
have you got a... Do you work, Rory?
I do work, yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm trading a lorry now, right?
Right. Will you see if anybody ever gets into your lorry? Don't speak to them. Until lunchtime. What are you doing ringing me now? You should be silent. You should be in your silent corridor until lunchtime.
Well, I'm silent all day. I'm on my own, like, for 12 hours a day, so I don't speak to anybody. So I talk all day. I'm the customers.
I do just wonder what this does to... I thought what we were trying to do was to encourage kids to speak out more, to be confident, to develop a personality, to develop a sense of...
Oh, they do that all right.
Well, of course they do that all right. Yes, Emma.
Can I just come in? Honestly, if there is bullying, you're right that silence is not a way of dealing with it. What about bullying in the workplace? If we don't learn how to deal with difficult people or to even, I don't know, talk to teachers about it, just to talk to other people, then we're not equipping children to deal with the real world at all. What I keep hearing from Catherine and from Simon, the teachers, is this is easier for teachers. This is about classroom management.